Chapter 7. Clang, clang, clang. Clang, clang, clang. Jack opened his eyes. The sound of bells filled the night, not the gentle ringing of the temple bells, but a harsh clanging. Jack smelled smoke. He and Annie threw off their mosquito nets and stumbled to the door. Basha was standing in his yard looking at the dawn sky. It was black with smoke. The bells kept clanging.
Is there a fire? Asked Jack.
Yes, said Basho. It must be very big, for the bells do not stop ringing from the watchtower. This is what we have feared most. I must go and help the firefighters.
We'll help too, said Jack.
No, stay here, said Basho. He pulled on his socks and sandals, then grabbed a wooden bucket by the door. If the fire gets close, wade into the river where you will be safe.
But we want to help, said Annie.
Yes, wait for us, said Jack.
He and Annie pulled on their socks and sandals.
Come then, said Basho, but if the fire begins to spread, you must promise to return here to the river.
We promise, said Annie.
Then bring the other bucket and follow me, said Basho.
I'll get it, said Jack.
He hurried into the hut and grabbed the wooden bucket by the hearth. It was heavy even without water in it. Jack hugged the bucket to his chest and rushed back outside. Jack and Annie followed Basho through the pine forest. They passed a farmhouse where two small children stood outside looking at the fiery sky.
Our father says the lumber yard near the river is burning,
the boy shouted to Basho.
He has gone to help fight the fire, said the girl. Great piles of wood are burning.
The fire bells kept clanging as Basho, Jack, and Annie rushed past the temple and across the narrow footbridge. They hurried up the winding dirt path until they came to the shopping market. In the smoky red dawn, people were pushing carts piled high with goods. They were running away from the fire. But Basho, Jack, and Annie ran toward the fire. The air grew hotter and smokier near the tea houses and the performance stages. Sparks flew through the sky. Tiles on rooftops were catching fire and crashing to the ground. Basho led Jack and Annie farther through the smoke until they came to the lumber yard. The fire roared as it burned piles of logs. Flames rose high into the sky. Firefighters were passing buckets of water up a line from the river to the fire. Others waved huge fans to beat back the wind-blown flames, while the most daring worked with hooks and axes trying to separate the burning timber.
Help the bucket brigade, Basho said to Jack and Annie. Get water from the river.
Basho rushed to help the men beating back the fire with fans, while Jack and Annie hurried down to the river. Jack filled their wooden bucket. With water inside, it was so heavy he couldn't lift it.